You are going to put your life on the line so you can bring back another guy for the girl you love to marry?
Yes, yes. I guess that's what it amounts to.
Have you taken leave of your senses?
I suppose that's what happens to you when you fall in love.
Oh, yes, dear brother. But within limits.
I don't know very much about love.
Oh, I'll say.
I didn't fall in love until fairly late in the game, but it seems to me that love means you want to make someone happy. Wouldn't you say?
Well, yes.
It's more important to make the other person happy than it is to make yourself happy.
Well, it's an extreme way to look at it.
Yes, but that is what love is all about. And so, I'm going to get him out of there. It sounded so noble, so self-sacrificing. But was there something behind it? Something deep in my subconscious that I wasn't aware of? Or that I was afraid to be aware of. I had asked Elena, what if there was no chance for you to marry him? And she had answered, then I could follow the wishes of my heart. So why was I going? To make sure somehow that there would be no chance? What had happened to me? I never used to be so devious. Is this what love has done to me? And then it was time to leave for the convention. Larry called.
Listen, old buddy. The dough is already deposited in your name.
Did you know that she was engaged to marry this guy, Sava? Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't think, you know, that it was relevant.
Uh-huh. And therefore, by the time I found out, he'd already be here in the USA.
Please, Doc. You gotta do this for me. You gotta bring me my million-dollar leg.
I went to Sofia, an ancient and historic city in the mountains of Bulgaria. That need not concern us here. And at the convention, I read an original paper on the Thracian-Illyrian roots of the ancient Slavic languages, which was well-received, but that need not concern us either. And then, instead of going home, I went to see the police official in charge of giving foreigners the right to travel through the country. Her name was Colonel Rakhova. She was tall and thin, and she might have been good-looking except for her eyes. They were blue, the blue of Arctic ice. She spoke perfect English in a chill voice that matched her eyes and could freeze you to the marrow of your bones.
You wish to remain several additional weeks in this country?
Yes, Colonel Rakhova.
For what purpose?
I'm tracing the original Wendish roots of antiquity. I believe they may be found in and around the Rodopre district.
Yes.
Well, that's it.
Nothing more?
No, it's really that simple.
Nothing, Professor Svetik, is ever simple. How do I know that you are speaking the truth?
What other reason would I have to go to the mountains of Rodopre?
I ask a question, you reply with another question. That is not an answer.
I have the credentials. I'm a professor of literature and languages.
And that is all? Nothing more?
Why don't you believe me?
I did not say that I do not believe you.
Oh. Well, then you do believe me.
I did not say that either. I neither believe nor disbelieve. We shall see what happens. Now, you must fill out this form and this one and, these three. And the blue and the red.
It was six full days before I saw the last of them, or so I thought.
In form number 3472/90, section K, line 6. Hobbies as a child of 8. You did not answer.
I don't recall.
There must be a reply to each question. There can be no blank spaces. This is the law.
Yes, of course. I played chess.
Then why did you not say so at once?
For a while, it looked as if she'd throw me out of the country or throw me into prison. But finally, it seemed that everything, somehow, was in place.
You are free to go.
Free?
Yes, free. Why do you look so surprised? Is this not a free country?
Oh, yes. Of course.
You will take the train that leaves at 0800 hours tomorrow morning. You will remain on it until you arrive at the railway station in Rodopre. Each morning, you will report to the chief of police.
The chief of police?
For your own safety, naturally.
Naturally.
And we hope you find many Thracian Illyrian roots.
Thank you, Colonel. It was a long trip on a train that had seen much better days. But everything finally comes to an end.
Rodopre!
Finally, we arrived. I went to an inn, the only one in town. The chubby girl behind the desk gave me a gap-toothed smile.
You come from America?
Yes.
I have cousin in Pittsburgh. His name, Grigor Benko. You know him?
No, I don't think so.
He has big mustache. Everybody know Grigor.
Where is everybody? The place is deserted.
Oh, it's big football game.
Football?
Yes, I stay here because, how you say in America, to mind the store.
Yes.
What means to mind the store? To place bomb? No, but why?
Where is the football game?
In field, on end of street. And today, you know who is playing? Sava.
Sava. Finally, I was to see Sava, meet him. In person. Sava, my rival for the love of Helena. Sava, my nemesis. Or would he be? What were my options?
What kind of talk is this? Options. Didn't he come here to get Sava to come to the United States? Sava of the Million Dollar Lake? Love, as they say, plays many tricks, and we shall soon discover that the hand is quicker than the eye, or should we say the foot. Ere I fell in love, said the philosopher, I was my own master. But now I have my own mistress. Well, that's the true story of love and life, isn't it? A constant series of what are known as trade-offs. You give to get. And the ideal state of affairs is to have the ratio stand at 50-50. But unfortunately, the ideal situation can only be found in heaven. We are in a tiny village in the Balkans watching a game of football. Or more properly, soccer.
You couldn't miss him. He dominated the field. First, his size. He was well over 6 feet tall and built like an ancient Greek god. And second, his talent. He was absolutely magnificent. He played football in the full sense of the word. His foot was like a magic wand. It would tap the ball lightly, or it would suddenly strike it with the force of a howitzer, and the ball would fly almost the length of the field, and the crowd ate him up. I went back to my room at the hotel. I looked in the mirror. Next to him, I was Mr. Nondescript. Nobody. I went downstairs for dinner.
Ah, the American gentleman. I am Sava.
Yes, I saw you on the field. You were very good.
I was magnificent.
That's true.
Welcome to my house.
Your house?
Yes. Sava has always been innkeeper here since the first King Boris.
That's a long time.
Oh, you know our history?
Yes.
I know a lady who lives in America. It might be that you know her. Her name is Helena Risco.
Yes, yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
You know Helena? Yonka, come here. He, the American gentleman, he knows Helena.
Oh?
Bring wine, Yonka, bring wine. So, how is Helena?
Very well.
She is my fiancée, you know.
Yes, I know.
We were born on the same day, the same hour. Her father, my father, they said, these children will grow up, marry. But she has gone to America.
Why did she go to America?
You know Helena. One day she says something, a joke. But the police, they do not like, and so it was thought perhaps it would be better for Helena should go to America. Now you, why are you here?
To investigate the language.
The language?
I teach languages in school in America.
Ah, good.
I want to travel through the mountains, talk to the people in the remote areas. I'll need a guide. There's someone who knows the country.
You have found guide. Me, who knows mountains better than Sava. Come, we drink wine, we be good friends.
And we were good friends. You couldn't help liking him. He was brash and opinionated, but he had a pleasant quality about him. I didn't really tell him about the real purpose of my visit. Why was I stalling? I told myself I had to build up to it gradually. And I was doing that, really. How much money do you make playing football, Sava?
Money? No, there is no money. It's fun.
Well, in America, you'd make... Some stars make $1 million.
$1 million?
Oh, you could make $1 million.
Me? How?
Playing football in America.
Oh, but that is American football.
Well, all you would have to do is just kick it.
Yes, that is correct.
You've seen American football on the television?
Yes.
Does nothing but kick.
I have seen.
You could do that.
Oh, yes.
Better than some of them who do it now.
Oh, better than them all.
I would certainly agree.
And just for that, there is $1 million?
Some of them make it every year.
$1 million.
There was no mistaking the look in his eyes and the tone in his voice. He was interested, extremely interested. One day we were coming home from a remote village.
Doc, is it true about $1 million? Is it possible? You think maybe I could play football in America?
Sava, that is why I am here.
Doc?
Yes. I have a contract from the New York Knights.
The New York Knights?
The New York Knights. They want you to play for them.
Me? But how do they know of me?
Helena told them.
Helena?
How can we get out of the country? It's dangerous.
Ah, yes, but Sava loves the danger. I know a trail through the mountains that shall take us into Greece.
Good. All that you have to do now is sign the contract.
The... Contract?
Yes, the contract that makes you the property of the New York Knights.
Sava is his own man. Sava is nobody's property.
Not even for $1 million?
For $1 million? Why not?
Dr. Sveti, how has the research been coming?
Oh, splendidly.
Is that a fact? I have also done some research. I have discovered that you, Professor, were a famous football player.
That was in my youth.
Can it be that you have not come here to study the roots of our language?
What other purpose would I have?
Is it possible that you have come here to seek football players?
Oh, no.
No?
No, we play a completely different game.
You require people who can kick. And many Europeans go to America for that very purpose.
Yes, I dare say.
It was a thought that had occurred to me that perhaps you were here to persuade some of our players to defect to the United States.
Colonel, I assure you that such a thought had never crossed my mind.
How fortunate for you. Such an ill-conceived, harebrained scheme could only have the most serious, tragic, even fatal consequences.
Fatal. Just then, a spark seemed to ignite in my mind. I could get rid of Sava. I had the papers in my pocket that could send him to prison for the rest of his life, if not the best part of his life. I could say to her, Colonel, this man solicited my assistance in getting to America, but I cannot take part in such a deception. And so we could make a deal. And I could be rid of him. But was it right? Was it fair? Fair. Isn't all fair in love and war? Colonel.
Yes, Professor.
Perhaps...
What is it you wish to tell me?
I wish to tell you that I'm so grateful for your permission to conduct this research.
Oh, then you have discovered many things about our language.
Yes, and also many things about myself.
Doc! Doc! What? Are you awake, Doc? It's only 2 a.m.
We must leave now.
Now?
The police. They suspect. How do you know that Colonel? She's here. But I thought I threw her off the scent.
No. These dogs, they hunt too well.
Soon they find the scent again. We must go now, while she sleeps.
And she will sleep.
What do you say?
The wine.
You drugged the wine?
Just a pleasant powder to make sure. She dreams for a time. Come, we must go. Walk quietly.
I'm trying.
It is not much further. Only 50 miles.
Only 50 miles?
And we shall be safe. What's that?
The police.
I thought
they filled these woods.
But we shall be too clever for them. Come, it will soon be light. We must hide. I know a cave. See how these bushes hide the entrance. Get in quickly. And now we shall light a candle. Eat, rest, and you must tell me about America.
Well,
wait.
What is it?
Be still. Somebody approaches. What happens if we're caught?
We must not think of that.
Should we put up a fight?
Yes, we may as well die here.
Be ready. If they are only one or two, we shall have a chance. Use that heavy stick. Now!
Oh, no.
Quiet.
Ilonka, why have you come here?
Oh, Sava, you're leaving me.
No, my darling Ilonka. I would have gone and then I would have found a way to bring you to me.
No, that is not true.
I swear it.
If you go to America, you will be forced to marry her, Helena.
I did not think. In my foolish desire to go to America, I did not think. No, Ilonka, I cannot leave you. I love you.
What are you saying?
I will go back.
You go back?
Home. For that contract, you must tear it up. Burn it up. There will be no evidence.
But you're turning down $1 million.
What is money without Ilonka? I know, I sound like a fool. But Helena will insist that I live up to the agreement made by our fathers.
Oh? Is that what you think?
Yes. She was always madly in love with me. How could she help it? How can any of them help it? But I only love Ilonka.
You don't love Helena?
Helena. She never stops talking. How can any man love her?
I don't know. I think she could find one.
I wish she would. And then I could be released from the father's agreement. I could marry Ilonka and play American football and make $1 million. Oh, how I pray that she finds a man.
Sava, old buddy, your prayers have been answered. She's already found one.
You mean she will break the agreement?
Consider it broken. Now, let's get out of here as fast as we can.
And they did, finally. They made it into Macedonia and then to Athens, and then a jet to New York. I am happy to report that Sava married Ilonka, and Doc married Helena, and everybody is happy, including the millions of New York night fans who watch Sava boot those booming field goals every Sunday. I shall return shortly. There are those who bewail the fact that the hitters of home runs and the swatters of tennis balls and the kickers of field goals are, for the most part, better known and higher paid than, say, the splitters of atoms. Unfortunately, this has always been true, and perhaps it does bespeak an imbalance somewhere in our sense of values. However, while it's true that the ball players don't do as much good for society as the scientists, it's also undeniably true that they don't do as much harm to it either. Our cast included Tony Roberts, Carol Tytel, Bernard Grant, and Evie Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tammy Grimes inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.